These tonight to the July Design Review Board meeting, and you all know what we attempt to do is to assist property owners with improvements generally that are visible from the street in historic districts and in the old Aiken overlay districts. And we have two sets of guidelines. We usually begin by reviewing our minutes of the previous meeting in June. I think our board here are looking through those. And then we'll proceed with our agenda. And when we get started, Ryan Bland, our secretary this evening, will read the description of the application. And after that, if you are the applicant, if you just come forward to the center lectern and give your name and address, and then you may want to add something. If not, we may ask you some questions. But we'll begin by just seeing if we have a motion on the minutes last month.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes from the work session, a regular session of our June 5th, 2018 meeting, and the special meeting of June 19th, 2018.
Good. All right. Any other comments regarding the minutes? If not, all in favor of approving the
second?
You got a second? Okay, good. We'll go ahead and vote to approve. Good. Thank you. All right, Mr. Bland.
The first item is under old business. This is an open finding of demolition by neglect at 325 Carlton Avenue Southeast. The board, due to failure to remediate fire damage, particularly in the upper floor bedroom that can be seen from both Carlton and Union Avenue, the board issued a finding and stayed did not impose any penalty subject to successful remediation of that to standard exterior condition, and have asked for updates from either the property owner or contractor regarding that. And so it's back on your agenda this evening.
Right. And I believe we have someone here that representing the owner, and if you'll give us your name again. I think you were here before.
Yes, sir. I'm Greg McCarley. I own McCarley Construction, and I'm representing Dr. Booker.
Good. And you have a contract to do the renovations and have done a good bit of it,
I guess. Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell us kind of where you are, just briefly?
Well, we've ordered all the trim. We tore all the old trim off the house, sent it off to be matched, the old pickets, crown mold, bed mold, window casings, and we've received most of those. We're in the process of priming them and putting a finish coat on them, so when we install them, we don't have to do as much paint work to it.
Yeah, and I think you're having some windows maybe specially
custom
fabricated.
Building.
Yeah. Good. Do you have an idea when your completion date is?
4 weeks from now.
Okay. And then I suppose we had a time we had extended to, I don't know what the previous motion was, but sounds like in roughly the first couple of weeks of August, and that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
So if we were to give you till September 1st, would that be more than sufficient?
It should be, as long as everything arrives on time. It's very hard to find this old glass. The house has some very big windows, and we're using period correct glass, which is hard to come by.
Yeah. And actually, you may be able to complete the exterior and get it dried in and off even before you have the interior completely
correct.
Finished.
Correct.
And I think the exterior is really the primary thing that we have jurisdiction over.
Yes, sir.
Why don't we request that he come back and give us an update next month?
Okay. Do you live in the area?
I do.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I think that would be great. Then you could let us know how the window fabrication was going. I think that would be helpful for future applicants as well.
Maybe I could even bring some pictures.
Okay, that'll work.
So I think we, so I think the state of play here is we get, we suspended or the penalties or decided not to impose the penalties until this meeting.
Correct.
So we need to do something going forward about the penalties.
Correct. You probably you do need to address how that's going to be.
Okay. Done, right? And so what I'm thinking is we give them until October. I mean, I'm happy to have them come back in September or August and tell us how it's going, but to suspend the penalties until October.
Okay.
And that will give them plenty of time. And if there's a problem,
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do we, so how is this closed out by the planning department?
So it would be eventually closed out. I guess the point, as long as the board is suspending penalties, so we have a finding in place.
Right.
And so you're suspending penalties. So I guess we would need a final action by the board that you're satisfied that exterior has been back to a standard condition, or at least is on its way there to your satisfaction, and then that you, I guess, would just be finding that no penalty would be imposed at that point if the board were to choose to do that.
Well, we work towards that and actually have something on the agenda in the October meeting that would maybe state that.
You want to wait and do an update that time too?
So hopefully we're going to go and say it looks beautiful. You know, no penalties. Go forward. Be good.
And you know, since we don't normally have, I don't think we have an inspector working for our particular board, but the building inspector can also give us a statement the work's complete.
Right. That would typically be the course of action that we would take on most actions like that. There would be eventually a close out of the building permit.
Okay.
And would we want to have that done before we, So hopefully all this can be done by the first Tuesday in October.
I hope so. I can't afford to stay there much longer.
I understand. Okay. Well, good. Well, we don't have to. Do we need a motion?
I intend to make a motion. Because,
to extend it.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Right. Yeah, because, you know, this is, we gave them until now, and so now we need to just make it clear that we're giving them until October 1st, if that's satisfactory to everybody.
Well, we'll go ahead. Thank you. We'll see if any other, are there any other comments, you know, from others, from neighbors. Thank you.
And thanks, y'all, let me know when the next meeting is.
Well, yeah, it's the first Tuesday of the month, so it'll be the first Tuesday in August.
Right.
I don't know that her motion is going to require you to do that. It sounds like we may let you get some work done and then come back.
Right.
And October is the deadline, is what we're saying. First Tuesday in October. If you wanted to come in before then, if everything's all ready and you got the inspector signing off, we could actually move it up.
Yeah, so as long as we would get roughly 2 weeks' notice from the contractor that you believe the work is done to satisfactory condition, that gives us enough time to place it on their agenda for consideration earlier than that October date, but that's what the board would choose to go with.
Sounds good.
And then the flip side of that is if it gets to the middle of September and you need more time, you need to come in and put it on the agenda.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
And oh, great.
Thank you. And we'll see if there are any others who'd like to speak regarding this repair and renovation of the house there at 325 Colleton. I don't see anyone here, so we could entertain a motion then.
So, Mr. Chairman, with respect to demolition of neglect for property located at 325 Colleton Avenue Southeast, I move that we suspend penalties on this matter until our first meeting in October, at which point we would consider whether the work had been completed and we could close this matter out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any other discussion? Questions? Okay.
No, I'm happy that work is progressing.
Right, I think
that's what we're all really
very good
for.
News for mm-hmm. everybody. Okay.
Yes.
Well, all in favor of this motion, raise your right hand. Okay. Great. All righty, Mr. Secretary, if you could.
All right. Into the next item and final item on your agenda is item CRH 18-020. Property is at 207 Carlton Avenue Southwest. That is at the southwest corner of Carlton and Newberry. Applicants are requesting solar installation on the, we call it the western or northwestern roof slope of the property. We do have a section of the design review manual that addresses roofs, but does not give specific guidance on solar installation. So what staff has provided you in your packet, because the design review manual does reference the Department of Interior standards as kind of a baseline for those, we went to the Department of Interior for their guidance, which they've issued a bulletin and provided to you.
Okay. Good. Now we have an applicant here that could come to the lectern and the owner. Oh, good. I've got Aretha Langston as the applicant, but we've got an owner.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, that. Why don't you give us your name too? Good. If you do that in the microphone, she'll get your name recorded.
Richard Humphrey.
Okay. And I think we've got your address, and you live there.
It's on the screen. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Good. Good. Now, we got a pretty good update, and y'all have lots of backup material here. And we actually heard that at one time it would be on, could have been on the southeast side, and that it's been moved over in the southwest. I'm looking for the screen. It's not back here.
Yes.
It's on the southwest, I suppose you'd say. I don't know if y'all have, would y'all have anything else you want to add, and then we can sit for other questions.
Well, moving it.
Yeah.
It'll add $130 to my bill every month.
Moving it did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have some guidelines from the Department of Interior that would actually discourage panels from being installed on roofs on corner properties. In fact, that came up. The visibility from the street would maybe not be advantageous. And I suppose you all talked with staff some about that.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, do y'all have any other questions on that?
Yeah. Just a second. Mr. Humphrey, have you spoke with any of your neighbors to see if they have any objections to this or not?
To Margaret and the neighbor next door. Margaret's south and down the hill.
South, okay.
Have you guys talked to somebody? Somebody called us.
Okay. And I assume you just want to do this to help with your electric bill, right? It's the purpose for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not for aesthetic reasons.
No, but I don't think it's, I come down that road more than probably anybody here, and I don't think it's visible even on the left side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're moving too fast down the hill, which you probably ought to put a cop out there more often, but it's really high. That's a tall house, and
right.
I don't think I can't see it walking. Did I try to stand in the back of my pickup? No.
Right.
Yeah, I think we probably have to go back and rely on the Department of Interior guidelines in terms of corner. The thing about it is, once you do that, you kind of have to approving it from now on. And that there is a slippery slope there in terms of putting them back on the southeast. I don't know how you all feel. It'll continue to come up. I actually wondered if you maybe were in the meeting. I didn't realize you were in the meeting. But could you put some on each and then minimize? But it's much more complicated.
Well, there's a lot.
Installation.
A number of issues as you go back up the easement and the alley, because there's a three-car garage up there that has roofs, but they're not simple roofs. They're also probably not up to the load. And you also got tons of trees. As the sun comes across and heads to sun, you're going to pick up all the trees.
And really, you always have to, if you did break it down into other arrays, I suppose, it's going to have to always be that same angle, or it confuses the inverter and all that's...
Yeah, I think from a cost point of view, you just want it to be matched to the roof.
Yeah.
It is a long ways up, so I'm not sure it'll be seen, but we can see. I've done a lot of solar installations professionally.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, for Westinghouse and Energy Solutions. I did all of the plant and facilities at Portsmouth and Paducah.
Okay. Well, you're an expert then. That's a very visible house in many ways. I think
there's no doubt it's visible. It's the house that's visible. You ought to try to see the roof as you drive by.
Yeah.
Troubles. Now, the trees could die, but there's 60 to 100 foot trees there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we recognize that the tree coming from the other direction blocks it, that it's not going to live forever, and you'll have more visibility from the street, but you have less people on that street, obviously. Do y'all have any other questions? If not, we'll see if there's someone here who would like to speak, unless you've got something else you want to add.
No, I'm good.
Okay, we just go through this thing where you represent your application, and then we see if in the public has comments.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that we have anyone else speaking with regard to this one way or the other. So we can open this up for some discussion or motion. We've had a lot of discussion. Do y'all have any other questions?
So, Mr. Chairman, with respect to application number CERH18-020, request to install solar panels on the roof of 207 Colleton Avenue Southwest, I move that we approve this application.
Thank you. And we have a second. Thank you.
And by way of discussion, the proposal meets the following guidelines of the National Park Service. The solar technology can be successfully and will benefit the historic building without compromising its character or the character of the site or the surrounding historic district.
Mm-hmm.
The proposal is not only minimally visible from the public right-of-way, and finally, it will be installed in a manner that does not damage the historic roofing or negatively impact the building's historic character and is reversible.
Mm-hmm. And even though it's a corner lot, the panels have been located away from the corner, and that was one of the examples that we had as well. So, okay.
I think it's also, from my opinion, just because it's a corner lot doesn't mean that we're going to grant all corner lots in the future. I think we've got to look at these things on a case-by-case basis and make a reasonable determination. And I'm all in favor of green energy. But I feel like this one's appropriate.
Right. I think they've done a good job. They've done their homework in terms of the efficiency of them, and they've made some compromise in terms of visibility. So I think it's a good application. But we'll go ahead then and vote on your motion. All in favor, Raise your right hand. Good. Okay, it's approved. Great. Thank you for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe, is that all on our agenda?
Yeah, so. It is.
Okay, motion adjourned.
So moved.
Thank you.